following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger, Maureen Sweeney Kyle, from Maranatha Spring and Shrine, home of Holy Love Ministries, from Friday, December 18th, through Friday, December 25th, 2020. December 18th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says anyone who does not believe Satan exists need only look at the recent election results. The fraud which was perpetrated could only be conceived by evil. That is how Satan works, under the cover of hiddenness, producing unprecedented outcomes. My remnant cannot be fooled. My remnant holds right reason in their hearts and stands firm in righteousness. This election is a great challenge against truth. There are plans under the cover of darkness which would cripple the now thriving economy, weaken national defenses, and threaten the validity of the Constitution. Those who can and could make a difference are summarily threatened with physical violence. Clearly, it is prayer which must be the defense of truth and the protection of the Constitution. Be united against Satan's plans. Pray he is exposed and defeated. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 5, 6 through 12. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for it is because of these things that the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore do not associate with them, for once you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true. And try to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. For it is a shame even to speak of the things that they do in secret. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. December 19th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, through all of this current turmoil, I am purifying my remnant and separating the wheat from the chaff. The winnowing fan I am using is my divine will. The souls who will not esteem my will cannot be a part of the ones I am setting aside to proclaim the truth. A note is given to read Titus chapter 2, 11 through 14. For the grace of God has appeared for the salvation of all men, training us to renounce irreligion and worldly passions, and to live sober, upright, and godly lives in this world, awaiting our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all iniquity and to purify for himself a people of his own who are zealous for good deeds. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. December 20th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, in today's world, there are many concerns. Domestic politics, a so far unchecked pandemic, and many personal problems as well. I am asking you, however, do not allow all these issues to cloud the joy of this Christmas season. Celebrate the birth of my only begotten Son in profound wonder and amazement. This should overshadow all the problems in the world. Prepare a place for him in your hearts. Settle your thoughts and emotions in this, the Christmas miracle. realize that my will in giving you my son in the manger is a most powerful action, and that through my will, anything can be accomplished. Then begin a new season, a season of trust in my will and the miracle of my love for all mankind. A note is given to read 1 Peter chapter 5, 10 through 11. And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, establish, and strengthen you. To him be the dominion forever and ever. Amen. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. December 21st, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, keep your focus on my power and might, that through my Son I redeemed the whole world and generation after generation. You face no problem alone, but all things fall under my gaze. Learn to understand my will. I provide solutions which you do not see. I permit crosses in each one's life for the glory of my abiding will. These things are difficult for you, my children, to understand. Eternity itself is beyond human understanding. If it were not so, people would work diligently towards their own salvation. There would be no spirit of worldly ambition in so many hearts, no greed or jealousy. Christmas would be a spiritual joy, not an occasion to satisfy worldly appetites. Everything you need is in your spiritual journey towards your eternal salvation. Therefore, let your satisfaction be in the spiritual, not in worldly goods. A note is given to read Colossians chapter 3, 1 through 10, the new life in Christ. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you: immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience. In these you once walked, when you lived in them. But now, put them all away: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and foul talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old nature with its practices and have put on the new nature, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its Creator. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. December 22nd, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, pray for a victory of truth in this battle of control of your nation. Satan is campaigning against the security of this country by convoluting facts about the coronavirus, distorting the truth of election results, and encouraging fear as to religious gatherings. These lies serve to weaken the spirit of your nation. In the political world, the father of lies has brought about betrayal of those who are close to your president, undermining a strong effort to expose the fraud of the election. I am your strength and your provision. Trust in these truths. Be united in these truths. Your unity is the most important weapon now. Be united in prayer. A great weapon of evil is fear. Fear conquers the truth and divides. If you are wasting your time in fear, your prayers will be weakened. Pray with faith-filled hearts. Satan is doing everything he can to discourage this. These days, prayer is your strongest weapon in support of the truth. Be valiant in your prayer effort. A note is given to read 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and he who fears is not perfected in love. Another note is given to read Jude chapter 17, verse 23. But you must remember, beloved, the predictions of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. They said to you, in the last time there will be scoffers following their own ungodly passions. It is these who set up divisions, worldly people devoid of the Spirit. But you, beloved, build yourselves up on your most holy faith. Pray in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in the love of God. Wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And convince some who doubt, save some by snatching them out of the fire. On some have mercy with fear, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. December 23rd, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, truth does not change in the face of lies. Saying that obvious fraud did not take place does not make it a reality. Neither does the power behind mainstream media change the facts into lies. Truth never changes. It does not fluctuate to please power or ambition. It stays the same. Truth does not accommodate the hidden agendas which expose themselves unashamedly in their own time. I always have a secure plan in my own will. The misguidance of the media cannot change my will. I see what hearts try to conceal from the public, and I counter it with the truth. Be assured, I am acting through the honest leaders to defeat the enemies of truth. A note is given to read Colossians chapter 3, 9 through 10. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his practices, and have put on the new man, who is being renewed in knowledge after the image of his Creator. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. December 24th, 2020, Christmas Eve. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, these times require unprecedented unity in prayer. Your nation is drowning in misinformation and illegitimate election results. Efforts are underway to dismantle the democracy which was formed by the hand of my will. This is why I am calling for a national day of prayer, which calls for the support of this president as the legitimate president-elect. Be united in prayer from the heart. Prayer changes things. I am asking for New Year's Day to be this day of prayer. unless otherwise stated by your president. It is my wish that this president remains under law the seated president of this great nation. It will take a united prayer effort that the lies of evil do not overcome the truth. A note is given to read Philippians chapter 2, 1 through 2. So if there is any encouragement in Christ, any incentive of love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. December 25th, 2020, Christmas Day. The Blessed Virgin Mary says, "Praise be to Jesus." Dear children, today as you celebrate Christmas, I would like you to step back in time with me for a moment. The first Christmas dawned on a world in much strife due to dishonesty in hearts, hearts which did not want to share the world with a newborn king, hearts which did not lead for the sake of the people, but ruled for themselves. Yet my son arrived humble in a stable without fanfare. He was a presence which outmeasured any gift that could be given. These days are much the same as the times when my son arrived in my arms in the stable. There is political unrest. People are living as part of the world, not as future citizens of heaven. They do not allow the infant Jesus to be first and foremost in their hearts, but are in love with themselves. Dishonesty is presented to the people as the truth. These times are more evil than any in the past. For the most part, God's commandments have been trampled upon. For the holy remnant still listening, I celebrate with you today. You are the ones who make Jesus the center of your hearts and the center of Christmas. You are joyful for the sake of goodness. I celebrate with joy and gratitude as I see your faithfulness to the truth. Do not be troubled today by unprecedented problems. I am celebrating with you the joy of the season. A note is given to read Luke chapter 2, verse 7. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. Scripture verse asked to be read by the Blessed Virgin Mary.